And Southern African leaders have heavily criticised the travel restrictions imposed on their countries by Europe and others in light of the discovery of the Omicron variant of COVID. They say they are being punished for both discovering the variant and for what they believe to be the richer world's failure to help them secure enough vaccine supplies to vaccinate their people. It refocuses attention on whether the pharmaceutical companies and their host countries should waive the intellectual property rights and allow mass production of the various vaccines. We can talk now to Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, Barry Andrews. Barry Andrews, good morning. We're talking here about the TRIPS waiver, trade-related intellectual property rights waiver. Now, there have been a number of votes in the European Parliament over recent weeks and months on this. Have any of them voted to implement the waiver?
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, you're correct. The European Parliament, as recently as last week, included language in a resolution calling on the European Commission to support the application for a temporary waiver of the TRIPS agreement, which was applied for 14 months ago. And I would like to say this morning that I totally agree with the South African government about the knee-jerk travel bans that have been imposed on so many Southern African countries, which clearly disincentivizes what they've done, which is to promptly report the concerns they have about the emergence of this variant. There is as yet no clear scientific evidence to show that there's a higher rate of transmissibility or even reduction in vaccine effectiveness, and the only government in this part of the world that has imposed a travel ban is the UK. And I have to say, politically, I can say this, that Boris Johnson has never done anything which is scientifically indicated. He's always been motivated, in my view, by political considerations. So I think it's right for the European Commission to take a precautionary approach. There's so much uncertainty about the variant, and it would be, and I think it's completely unfair. But on the TRIPS waiver, I think that unfortunately the World Trade Organization meeting today has been cancelled. So there's it's very unlikely to for any agreement to be reached on this issue in the very near future.
But does the European Parliament believe that the rights should be waived? And is that opposed then by the European Commission?
That's correct. The European Parliament has consistently voted in favour of the application by South Africa and India for a temporary waiver of the TRIPS agreement. And it's done so as recently as last week. But the European Commission has set its face against this. It argues that there are other flexibilities within the TRIPS agreement that could work. But unfortunately, we're 14 months down the road. Only 6% of Africans have been doubly vaccinated compared to over 60% in the developed world. And what was warned about 14 months ago, namely that there would be the emergence of new variants if we didn't have an equitable distribution of vaccines across the world, has come to pass. And sadly and ironically, in South Africa, the very country that originally applied for this temporary waiver.
So is your party, Fianna Fáil, in government supporting the position of the European Commission? Is that the wrong position to take?
Absolutely. I think that it is not the right position to take. I should say as well that trade is a European competence. It doesn't belong to member states. What I mean by that is that all trade matters are dealt with by the European Commission and not by the member states. But I think that the Irish government should add its voice to those that have argued that we should do this. And the US government has already called for a waiver of the TRIPS agreement, the Australian government, and over 100 countries across the world have called to support the application for the temporary waiver of the TRIPS agreement. And I would argue, as many of my colleagues in the European Parliament have argued, that if you don't do it now, when would you do it? You're dealing with a public health emergency of international concern, a pandemic that's been going on for 2 years, and in circumstances where there is a very obvious lack of equity in distribution of vaccines across the world. If you don't do it now, when would you do it?
One view you hear from some countries who are opposed to waiving the intellectual property rights is, do you really want to allow China to get their hands on these vaccine rights? What do you say to that?
You know, the argument doesn't stack up, because what you're dealing with here is a breakthrough vaccine, the development of which can be attributed to a large part to public investment. That is, your taxpayer, your tax money, my tax money, has gone into capitalizing what has happened here, this extraordinary vaccine. And the argument seems to be, well, if we waive the TRIPS agreement, the danger is that lots of countries will be able to take advantage of it, leading to much better public health outcomes across the world. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. mRNA is going to be transformative, not just for the treatment for vaccination against COVID, but for many other treatments. And it was originally developed as a cancer treatment. So, inevitably, mRNA is going to be a key public health tool across the world in the decades to come. And if the argument simply is, well, it might be used by China, surely that doesn't stack up.
And the COVAX scheme, this global scheme, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, to speed up the development and manufacture of vaccines for developing countries, is that simply not enough? Is it not working?
It's not working. And I think what we saw in the last week or two is it really illustrates that. So in fairness to the Swiss government, who, by the way, are opposing the TRIPS waiver, but in fairness to the Swiss government, they gave up their place in the queue for Moderna vaccines to COVAX. So whereas Switzerland would have received Moderna vaccines before the end of this year, they have agreed to let COVAX take their place in the queue, and Switzerland will receive the COVAX distribution in 2022. So it illustrates the way COVAX is competing with developed countries. And we've already, we know that there are 2 billion doses being manufactured per month. There is enough vaccines going around. But unfortunately, developed countries have very much gone to the top of the queue because of their purchasing power. So it's not only a question of intellectual property rights and making sure there's certainty around that. But we have, I understand, 500 million unused vaccines across the G7 countries. So what's missing here, and one of the big lessons we're going to have to learn post-COVID, is that we need an international binding pandemic treaty that looks closely at the whole issue of the production, the procurement and distribution of vaccines across the world, because at the moment, clearly, it's not working, leading to the emergence of these new variants and many unnecessarily lost lives.
Thank you very much indeed. Fianna Fáil, MEP for Dublin, Barry Andrews.